当我还在做电脑的时候呢，有一次我在公司的餐厅里面吃饭。
Well, before I became a pastor, I was still in a computer business. While I was working in a company and eating in the company cafeteria.
那么我就见到我有一个从巴基斯坦的同事呢坐在一旁边看书。
As I was eating there, I saw one of my colleagues from Pakistan, and he was reading beside me.
那么我就拿我的饭过去跟他聊天。
So I moved my tray over and we started talking.
那么我问他你在做什么？他说我在进食。
So I asked him, what are you doing? And he said, I am fasting.
他说呢，这个月呢是他们回教的Ramadan.
So he said, this month is Ramadan, which is the month of fasting for Muslims.
他解释给我听呢，他们回教徒在这个月里面呢，就是从太阳出来到太阳下山。这段时间里面他不吃不喝任何东西。
So he explained to me during the period of Ramadan Muslims do not eat or drink from the time the sun rises until the sun sets.
所以呢他说连口水他们都不吞下去的。
Even to the extent they don't even swallow their own saliva.
还有他告诉我呢 Ramadan 是根据我们说这个阴历就是跟 OK.
So Ramadan is based on the lunar calendar.
所以呢，这个每一年呢，其实呢，这个时间都不太一样。
So the period of Ramadan actually changes from year to year.
所以呢，他说如果 Ramadan 是在夏天的时候呢，就特别辛苦的。
So if Ramadan falls in summertime, and it's especially difficult.
那么我就问他，为什么你们回教徒是遵守 Ramadan 呢
？So I asked him why is the reason behind Ramadan? Why do you obey it?
他说，如果人能够控制他的食入，那么他就能够控制他身体所有其他的情欲。
And the explanation he gave that if we can control our own appetite.Then we are able to control all the other fleshly temptations.
这个就是回教徒呢，他们控制罪的罪对他们的影响的方法。
So this is how Muslims overcome sin and the problem of sin.
如果我问你，我们基督徒是怎么去胜过罪，你会怎么解释呢
？Now, if I were to ask you.As Christian, how would you overcome your sin? What would you answer?
我们的方法跟其他宗教有什么分别？
What is the difference by which we overcome sin as compared to other religions?
你能不能够很简单的把我们基督徒成圣生活解释出来呢？
Can you, in a very short words, in a very few short sentences, explain what is the process of sanctification for Christians?
在罗马书呢，保罗其实他就把我们的救恩很清楚地解释给我们听。
In fact, Paul has done this and explained to us the road to salvation and sanctification in very few words.
他在开始的三章的时候解释给我们听为什么我们需要这个救恩。
In the first three chapters of Romans, he explained the need for salvation.
那么在第三章后半章到第四章其实就解释给我们听怎么可以得到这个救恩
And from the latter part of chapter 3 to chapter 4 he explained the way to salvation
那么最后从我们第五章开始呢一直讲到第八章呢其实他就解释我们得到这个救恩以后我们怎么过我们的生活
And from chapter 5 to chapter 8He explains how our life should be, the life after salvation.
我们叫这个过程呢，叫成圣生活。
And this entire process is termed sanctification.
成圣生活的关键呢，只是在乎三个关系。
Actually, the key to the process of sanctification is based on three important things.
就是
three relationships.
第一个呢，就是在第六章呢，讲到我们基督徒跟罪的关系。
The first relationship is the relationship between sin and I, as explained in chapter 6.
第七章呢，是告诉我们我们跟律法的关系。
In chapter 7, it explains the relationship between the law and I.
那么呢，最后第八章呢，就告诉我们跟圣灵的关系。
And in chapter 8, there's a relationship between the Holy Spirit and I.
所以今天的讲道跟下个礼拜的讲道呢，我们会探讨一个问题，就是基督徒跟罪有什么关系呢？
So for the next few weeks, we'll be discussing these relationships. And first, we'll discuss what's the relationship between sin and I.
那么这个就是我们今天要讨论的题目。
So today, this is our topic today.
我们上一次讲罗马书的时候，讲到第五章的时候呢，保罗他是解释一个问题，就是我长大的时候问一个问题，什么比起罪更强呢？
Last week last time I gave the sermon, when we were talking about Romans chapter 5, we had discussed, or rather Paul has discussed, what is stronger than sin.
那么保罗在第五章里面的结论呢，他的结论就是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。
And for Paul, he said that where sin has increased, his answer is that where sin has increased, grace increased all the more.
所以呢，他的意思就是罪无论有多大，恩典有更大的恩典可以去遮盖人的罪。
So his conclusion was, where sin becomes more, grace increases even more to overcome sin.
所以就是恩典比起罪更强了。
So grace is stronger than sin.
这样子的结论呢，让人问第六章的第一节的一条问题。
However, such a conclusion gives rise to a question people should ask raised in the first part of chapter 6.
第一节里面说，我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
So what shall we say then? Shall we?Go on sinning so that grace may increase?
这条问题呢，是因为第五章的结论。
Now, this question came about because of the conclusion in chapter 5.
那么你要了解这个条问题呢，你要明白什么叫人在罪中呢？
In order to understand this question, you must understand what does it mean that for people to be under sin.
人在罪中，这个在这个字呢，其实跟我们看约翰福音十五章葡萄树跟枝子的关系，这个在的字是同一类的意思。
So when it says here in chapter 6 shall we go on sinning or when people are in sin, what exactly does it mean?For people to be in sin. And this is actually the same meaning or the same term used in John chapter 15, where it explains the relationship between the vine and the branches.
所以你记得呢，英文圣经呢，在十五章约翰福音呢，通常就是用 abide 跟 remain， 这是一个住在的意思。
If you recall in John chapter 15, whenJesus was discussing about the parable of the vine and the branches. The word he used was abide and remain.
什么叫住在一个地方？
What does it mean to abide in a place?
你住的地方就是你常常回去的地方。
Where you choose to abide is the place that you always go back to.
就是你觉得你最舒服生活的环境。
It's your comfort zone.
有一些人呢，他自己说我是一个基督徒。
Some people call themselves Christians.
但是呢，其实他信主的时候呢，他没有打算从他罪这个家里面搬走了。
Yet when he became a Christian, he did not plan to move away from where he is comfortable. Where he is comfortable in his sinful state.
他的计划是 继续地住在罪里面。
In fact, he planned to continue to abide in his sin.
但是呢，他希望通过信耶稣的时候，他将来死后，那么他就上天堂了。
But he hopes that by becoming a Christian, he now has a passport to go to heaven when he dies.
这个就是六章第一节的意思。
And that's what chapter 6, verse 1 in Romans addresses.
保罗给他一个很直接的一个答案。
And Paul gives this a very direct answer to this type of thinking.
他说断乎不可。
And he said, by no means.
基督徒不可能住在罪里面。
Christians cannot possibly live in sin.
原因呢，就是基督徒已经是一个上罪死的人。
Because we as Christians have died unto sin.
这个就是第二节里面保罗所讲的，我们在罪上死的人，岂可仍在罪中活呢？
So in verse 2, this is what Paul says, by no means we died to sin. How can we live in it any longer?
为什么基督徒不可以住在罪里面呢？
Why can we as Christians not abide in sin?
因为保罗告诉我们，我们已经是一个上罪死的人了。
Because Paul tells us, we are dead to sin.
这个已经是一个事实了。
This is a fact.
保罗不是劝我们要做什么事情，他是告诉我们，有一件事情发生了，你已经在向罪的面前，你已经是一个死人了。
He's not advising us to do something. He's telling us that something has happened, that in fact we have died to sin.
所以马上有人就会问一个问题，什么时候我死掉，我自己都不知道呢？
So immediately the question is raised. Some people ask, when did I die? How come I didn't even know about this?
这个就是第三节里面呢，保罗说，岂不知我们且受死，归入基督耶稣的人就是受死归入他的死吗？
As Paul answers this in verse 3, or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
在这边讲到呢，这个洗礼呢，大概是讲到水礼。
Here, the baptism that Paul is referring to probably means water baptism.
但是呢，保罗是用一个方法，就是我们中国人说以一概全的一个方法，就是他提一件事情去代表一个更广泛的一个事情。
However, Paul's usage of baptism here probably is a way of using an example to express a more larger and general meaning.
他就是用我们的水礼去代表我们信主整个事情。
So he's using the process of water baptism to represent an even greater and deeper meaning.
原因就是从前的人呢，当他们信主的时候呢，他们马上就受水礼了。
Back in Paul's time, when people believed in Christ, they immediately got baptized.
所以呢，保罗在第三节的意思就是告诉我们，你信主的这一天就是你向罪死的这一天。
And Paul is telling the Romans that the day that you were baptized is the day you died to sin.
所以你有没有留意，在圣经里面呢，当我们讲到信耶稣，这个不只是一个知识上面的一个了解。
So in the Bible, when we talk aboutbelieving in Christ, this is not simply a conversion of our a change in our thinking process.
我的意思就是，不是你知不知道这个福音的一条问题。
What I'm saying is, it's not whether or not you understand the issue at hand for the gospel.
也不是你同不同意福音里面所讲的一个这个事情是不是对。
Nor is it whether you agree with or not agree with the gospel.
其实信主在圣经里面呢，是一个你可以说是一个确定。
Instead, in the scriptures, believing is actually
decision.
A decision, yeah.
这个确定呢, 就是你确定与基督联合。
And the decision is for you to be united with Christ.
因为只有这个方法, 耶稣基督才可以救我们脱离死亡。
Because only through this process of you deciding to follow Jesus can Jesus save us from our own sin.
当我们与基督联合的时候呢, 就是有一个union的时候呢, 耶稣死的时候, 我们跟他也死了, 他复活的时候, 我们跟他也复活了。
Only by this process of a union between ourselves and Jesus can we participate with his death as well as participate in his resurrection.
这个就是第四节里面呢, 说告诉我们的, 他说, 所以我们执着, 洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬, 人有一个原因的, 这个原因就是叫我们一举一动有深深的样式, 像基督执着父的荣耀, 从死里面复活一样。
And this is explained in verse 4. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, through the glory of his Father, we too may live a new life.
与基督一同埋葬的意思就是完全死掉。
When we are buried with Christ, it means that we are completely dead with Christ.
我们需要与基督完全一同死掉的原因呢, 就是神希望我们, 不是希望我们, 祂会令我们过一个新的生活。
The reason we need to die completely with Christ is so that we may live a new life.
我觉得呢, 当他说我们可以过一个新的生活的时候呢, 就好像主耶稣通过父神的荣耀去复活过来一样。
What is extraordinary about this, I find, is that through our death, we may live through Jesus Christ. We may live through the glory of the Father, a new life. Just as Christ was raised from the dead.
在这边告诉我们, 我们复活, 就好像耶稣复活的一样, 不是靠我们的能力, 是因为父神荣耀的大能, 去把我们从死里面, 死里面复活过来。
And it tells us we are resurrected, not because of our own strength or power, but it is through the power and the glory of the Father that we too may be raised.
其实这个是我们基督徒跟其他宗教最大的一个分别。其他宗教他们过一个圣洁的生活呢，都是靠自己的力量。
In here lies the greatest difference between Christianity and other religions. For in other religions, the way to overcome sin is through your own strength.
但是这边说，我们能够过这个新的生活，是因为父神荣耀的大能。
Yes, we can live a new life. It's only because of the glory of the Father.
所以下面呢，保罗要解释两个事情。
And so in the subsequent passage, Paul explains two things.
第一个事情就是什么叫 像罪死呢?
First, what does it mean to die unto sin?
我一直以来呢, 读这篇圣经的时候呢, 我有一个解释的。
For a long time, whenever I read this passage, I explained it as the following.
我常常告诉人, 你像罪死呢, 就是好像一个死人面对罪一样了。
So, the way I always explained this was, when you die unto sin, it's like a dead person faced with some sort of sinful temptation or sin.
那我问你的, 一个死人面对淫友, 他有什么反应呢?
So, what is the response a dead person has towards a temptation?
当然是没有反应啊, 因为他是一个死人嘛。
Of course, there's no response at all because he's dead.
所以呢，我一直以来呢，以为基督徒像罪死的意思，就是我们对罪的瘾有是没有反应的。So
for a long time, I thought that as a Christian, that we should have no response to temptation and to sin.
换句话说，就是我对这些瘾有没有感觉。
In other words, again, I have no response at all to any temptation.
但是我今天的了解的不是这样子。
But today, my understanding is a little different.
原因就是这个解释呢，不配合罗马书的发展。
Because this explanation does not really fit with how Romans develops.
如果基督徒真的对罪的瘾有没有反应的时候，保罗不需要在第六章十二节劝我们，你要拒绝你身子上的私欲。
Because if truly we have no desire and no response to sin, then Paul need not in verse 12 say to us to not let sin reign in our mortal body and obey its evil desires.
也没有需保罗特别在第七章的时候，你就会发现呢，他讲到他有一个与罪挣扎的一个经验。
And in fact, in chapter 7, Paul further on to develop this thought process that we actually struggle against our sin.
所以呢，这个也是我们平常的经验，就是这些瘾酒对我们的确是很真实的，我们的确每一天还是跟罪有挣扎的经验。
And what Paul says indeed fits our expectation and our real life experience. Indeed, we struggle with sin every day.
所以什么是基督徒上罪是死的？
So what does it mean for us to die unto sin?
那么我们看第六、第七节里面呢，他就解释。
And so in verse 6 and 7, Paul continues to explain.
第六节他讲到了，因为知道我们救人和他同钉十字架。
For we know that ourself was crucified with him.
这边提到一个词语，就是救人。
Here in verse 6, the word old self was mentioned.
对这个字的解释有不同的有不同的解释了。
And there are different explanations as to what is old self.
有人以为呢，我们的旧人就是我们的罪性。
Some people feel that the old self is our sinful nature.
这个如果你是这样子解释呢，那么你就是说，当我们信耶稣的时候呢，我们的罪性就是死掉了。
So, if you were to explain it this way, then when we believe in Christ, our old self would have died.
就是我们的 sin nature 就
our sin nature would have died.
但是这个我们已经解释了没有可能了，因为我们还是与罪挣扎。
But this does not seem plausible because we still continue to struggle with sin every day.
所以呢，其实保罗讲到我们的旧人呢，是讲到我们还没信主以前的我。
So the old self, what Paul is talking about here, the old self actually refers to ourselves, our own self before we believe in Christ.
就是讲到我们在亚当身上的地位。
That is our position along the Adamic line.
这个地位呢，就是你当时还是给罪所控制的。
And before you believed, your position was one that is still obeying under sin.
所以呢，保罗是说，当我你信主的时候，你在亚当身上这个地位就停止了，就死掉了。
So Paul is saying that once you believed, the position you have under sin with old Adam, that position is now gotten rid of.
所以呢，神这样子做的时候呢，他有一个目的。
So God has a purpose in getting rid of this old self.
就是呢，后面讲到使罪身灭绝。
The purpose is that to get rid of the sinful self.
你看第六节里面呢，他说他怎么翻译呢？
So that the body of sin might be done away with.
问题就是又来一个问题，就是什么叫罪身呢？就是什么叫 body of sin?
And so another question then is, what is the body of sin?
有人了解呢，就是其实这个 影响很大，就是有些有人觉得所有我们身体的东西都是有罪的。
So some people explain the body of sin by the following. They think all physical body are sinful.
所以呢，所有你的跟你身体有关的好像欲念啊，你的喜好啊，这些东西都是邪恶的。
So some people explain that anything that is physical, including your desires or your hobbies, these are all sinful.
所以如果你笑呢，你就是犯罪了。
So you will sin even if you smile.
如果你享受你前面的东西，你也是犯罪了。有人以为是这样子。
And some people explain that any enjoyment is counted as sinful.
这个就是为什么最后它变成一个我们说苦受的主义。
And that's why some people gravitate toward asceticism.
嗯，就是呢，他要虐待自己，因为他觉得呢，他的身体就是犯罪的，他身体就是邪恶的。
And for this reason, they abuse their own bodies in a way because they think the body itself is sinful.
其实这个是错误的一个观念。
And this is actually a wrong interpretation.
当我们讲创世纪的时候呢，我们已经讲到神创造这个世界，包括创造我们的时候呢，他都说这是好的。
Because we know in Genesis, when God created the physical world, He said all is good, including our bodies.
他创造这么漂亮的世界，就是为了把我们放在其中。
The world, such a beautiful world, was created as So to put us in this world.
所以什么是叫罪身呢？
So exactly what is a sinful body?
如果你看第六章的时候，你会发觉我们的身体其实就是一个工具。
Looking at chapter 6, one must realize our body is but merely a tool.
一个工具呢，没有善跟恶的分别的。
A tool does not have is not in itself inherently good or evil.
它的分别是在谁去控制这个工具。
The good and evil it represents is actually controlled by who uses the tool.
所以呢，我们身体你可以说好像一把刀一样。
So our body is like a knife.
一把刀它可以救人，也可以杀人。
A knife.Can be used for good to save people or for evil to kill somebody.
如果你在一个医生身上呢，这把刀就可以救人。
So in a hand of a surgeon, you can save somebody by that means.
如果你在一个犯人身上呢，他可以拿来杀人。
Yet in a hand of a murderer, it can be used to kill somebody.
所以我们的身体也是一样。罪身的意思就是一个给罪所控制的一个身体。
So our body likewise is the same. It can be used for good or it can be controlled by sin.
所以保罗说，当我们与基督同钉十字架的时候呢，神就把我们的这个受罪所控制的身体灭绝。
And so when our body is controlled by Christ.We can overcome sin.
灭绝的意思呢，就是他把这个控，原本我们是给罪所控制的，但是这个控制的能力，没有了，就是他在不再有这个能力去控制我们了。
So when we say that overcome sin or that sin might be done away with, what it really means is we give the control to Jesus.So that we are no longer controlled by sin, but controlled by God.
所以其实最后这句话就解释了罪身灭绝的意思，就是我们不再是罪的奴仆。
And so, when the sin are done away with, we should no longer be slaves to sin.
那么第四节呢，他就解释一个事情，就是他说因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
And so in verse 7, Paul concludes, because anyone who has died has been free from sin.
这句话是解释为什么当我们与基督同死的时候, 我们可以脱离了罪。
So this phrase explains why we can be free from sin when we're united with Christ.
其实脱离这个字, 其实跟称义是同一个字。
When the word free is actually the same as being justified.
所以呢，其实保罗的意思是给我们一个什么样的一个图画呢？ 就是好像一个债主追债的一个图画。 就是一个debtor.
So the picture that Paul paints here is actually like a debtor, and a person in debt and the debtor.
所以这个当我们犯罪的时候呢，我们就欠了罪的债，这个就是我们这条命了。
And the debt that we owe to sin is our own life. When we're under its power.
那么我们只可能一生就为他工作。
And we can do nothing but continue to work for sin and be slave to it.
但是当你与基督一同死的时候呢, 你这个债就是好像还清给这个债主。
But when we died with Christ, our debt has been paid.
所以呢, 当罪债要来控制你的时候, 他没有这个权了。
So sin, when it tries to control you, it no longer has the authority.
第八到第十节呢, 它是解释什么叫与神同活的意思。
And in verses 8 through 10, Paul discusses what does it mean that we will also live with Christ.
首先保罗在第八节解释, 当我们是与主同死的人呢, 我们必定与主一同复活。
In verse 8, Paul explained that if we die with Christ, we believe that we also live with Him.
那么我们与主同活的复活呢, 是跟耶稣基督复活的生命呢, 是同一类的生命。
And the new life that we have is the same life that Christ has when He was resurrected.
那么耶稣基督的复活有什么特别呢?
And what's so special about Christ Jesus' resurrected life?
首先呢，就是耶稣的复活呢，是一个不再死的一个复活。
First, the resurrected life shall no longer die again.
如果你明白人死的原因是因为人犯罪。
If you understand that the reason we die is because we are sinful.
Because we sin. 那么你就明白一个人不再死的意思就是因为他
So you understand that we no longer can die because we no longer sin.
所以在第九节里面告诉我们的一件事情就是当我们信耶稣的时候神给我们的一个新的生命这个生命是不会犯罪的一个生命。
So the new life we have is a life that cannot sin.
这一个其实我觉得呢就是神救恩的一个 奇妙的地方,
and this is what's so amazing about the salvation.
因为神救我们不是把我们带回亚当还没犯罪这个 这个状态底下。
Because when God saves us, He did not simply bring us back to a state like Adam before he fell.
那我们知道呢，亚当被造的时候他是没有罪的，但是他有一个可能是会犯罪的。
We knew that when Adam fell, before he fell, he was sinless, but he had the possibility of committing sin.
但是我们基督徒，我们信耶稣以后，神给我们的新的生命，这个生命比起亚当从前的生命更厉害的地方。 就是这个生命是不会犯罪的。
But the new life that God gives us after we are united with Him is surpasses that even of Adam, in which we cannot commit sin.
所以我感谢神，就是虽然我们今天 因为我们还拥有从亚当来的身体了， 我们还是会跟罪挣扎，但是有一天，当这个身体也过去的时候， 那么我们就永远不会再与罪挣扎。
So I thank the Lord that although we still have struggles with sin because we still retain the old self from the fall of Adam, yet one day when even this body passes, we will possess a new body that cannot sin.
第二个特点呢，有关主耶稣复活的生命呢，就是它是一个向神活的一个生命。
And the second characteristic of this new life is that we live to God.
如果向罪死，就是解释成为你不受罪控制的一个生命。那
If dying unto sin meaning that means that you're no longer controlled by sin,
那么向神活的一个生命就是一个受神控制的一个生命。
Then lived unto God means a life that is controlled by God.
那么这样子的一个生命是应该活出一个怎么样的一个生活出来呢？
So what should this life be if you're controlled by God?
那么这个就是11到14节里面保罗所解释的。
And this is explained in verses 11 through 14.
保罗在这边里面呢，他是从我们说一个用一个命令的一个劝勉我们要做什么事情的一个方法去写出来的11到14节。
In verses 11 through 14, Paul advises us on how to accomplish all this.
他要我们做三样事情。
And three things he asks us to do.
第一样事情呢，就是在11节里面所讲的。
First, in verse 11,
十一节里面呢，他说，这样我们当向罪，也当看自己是死的；向神在基督耶稣里，却当看自己是活的。
First, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
看的意思就是接受的意思。
he says count yourselves, what that means is accepted.
就是用你的信心去接受这个已经是一个事实。
Use your faith to accept what is true.
很多时候，其实为什么基督徒犯罪啊？
Many times a Christian sinned.
因为他不知道他已经脱离罪了。
Because he does not know that he is already set apart from sin.
他不知道了，现在他有一个选择，从前他没有，现在他有了，他可以告诉罪，我不愿意做这些事情。
He doesn't understand that once he's separated from sin, he now has a choice, whereas before he didn't. He can say no to sin.
我们必须要用我们的信心去接受，就是神今天已经把我们从罪里面释放出来了。
We must use faith to accept the fact that we have been separated out and been saved from sin.
我们不需要好像从前一样生活在罪里面。
We no longer need to live under sin like we did before.
第二个保罗的命令呢是在十二节。
And his second commandment is in verse 12.
这个就是保罗要求我们不容许以下的事情发生。
What Paul is saying here is he does not allow the following to have happened.
十二节说，不要容罪在你必死的身上作王，使你们顺从圣子的私欲。
Specifically, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires.
罪虽然不是我们的主人，
although sin is not our master,
但是罪还是会来找引诱你的。
But sin continues to tempt you.
但是今天我们基督徒就有一个选择。
But now, as Christians, we have a choice.
就是我们可以选择拒绝罪。
That is, we have a choice to reject sin.
我举一个例子。
I'll give you an example.
好像呢，当我们坐在电视前面看Super Bowl 的时候。
Okay, so we're sitting in front of TV and we're watching the Super Bowl.
那么卖广告的时候呢，突然间跑出来了一个标榜情欲的一个广告。
So here the commercial comes up and the commercial is fleshly to the senses.
Okay. 那么你就有一个选择了。
So now you have a choice.
大部分人呢就是坐下来继续看呢。
Some of people just continue to watch this.
但是我们是基督徒，我们可以做一个选择，就是你可以 change your channel， 就是你转你的台。
But as Christians, we now have a choice. Just change your channel.
你可以把你的眼睛盖起来，你不看这些引诱你的广告。
You can close your eyes so to avoid the temptation that a commercial presents to you.
这个就是我们基督徒可以做的，就是我们可以拒绝这个罪。
So as Christians, we now have the power to say no to sin.
因为我们已经与基督同死了。
Because we have died with Christ.
第三样就是保罗劝我们不要把自己献给罪。
And in verse 13, Paul says, Do not offer the parts of your body to sin.
13节说，也不要将你们肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人将自己献给神，并将自己做义的器具献给神。
Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life.And offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness.
如果不容是一个被动的一个反应。
Here the word
十二节里面讲到不容许嘛。如果不容许的是一个被动的反应。
So if in verse 12 it says, "Do not let sin," which is a passive in turn.
那么十三节里面说。讲的不限就是一个主动的一个确定。
Then in verse 13, where it says "do not offer," then is an active term of phrase.
不要把自己放在罪的环境里面，不要把自己献给罪，好像一个工具给他用一样。
Do not allow yourself and do not actively put yourself in an environment where sin can use you as its tool.
其实十三节告诉我们。我们只有两个选择。
In verse 13, it tells us we actually only have two choices.
你要不然就是给神用，要不然就是给罪用。
Either you let God use you, or you let sin use you.
如果你给罪用呢，用的时候，你的结果就是不义。
If you let sin use you, the result of that is unrighteousness.
如果你让神去用的时候，你的结果就是义。
And if you let God use you, then the result is righteousness.
讲这段的时候呢，我常想起了香港有一个人的一个故事。
When I read this, it reminds me of a story in Hong Kong.
他的名字叫陈胜之。
And the main character of the story's name is 陈胜之。
他十三岁就加入黑社会。
This man, he joined the mafia when he was only 13 years old.
因为他呢，他打架的是很凶狠的，所以呢，他很快就成为。他这组里面的一个大哥。
And because of his fighting prowess, he quickly rose to become one of the head criminals in this organization.
他们这组的人呢，叫齐云山十三太保啊。他所以他有十三个人的。他
So their gang is called the 13 very nasty guys.
但是你知道啊。他告诉后来他讲见证说，原来你做黑社会的大哥呢，是在一个很大的压力底下，因为你常常怕人他会来杀你。
But as he shared later on in his life, being the leader of a gang is actually not that easy. You're always afraid that somebody is going to kill you.
所以他最后怎么样呢
？So what did he do at last?
他为了逃避这个压力，他就吸毒。
So in order to relieve all this pressure, he began to use drugs and recreational drugs.
他有九年的时间呢，他尝试去把他的毒戒掉。
And for 9 years afterwards, he tried to get rid of his habit of using drugs.
到一个地步，这个 这个毒毒瘾呢，影响他，他的家人都不要他了。
And it affected the drugs affected him to a point that even his family doesn't want to see him anymore.
所以呢，他下决心就是他他有一次就是把这个本来他要打在自己身上这个毒针呢，就掉在这个拉沙通里面。
So one day he made up his mind that instead of injecting himself again, he threw the syringe, the needle into the garbage.
但是这个毒瘾再来的时候，他就好像一条狗一样，爬进这个拉沙桶里面，把这个毒针拿出来，又打在自己身上。
Yet, when the urge came, he no longer could control himself, and like a dog, he crawled to the garbage can, picked up the syringe, and injected himself again.
当他走投无路的时候呢，他就去了一个地方，这个地方叫福音戒毒的中心。
So running out of all options, finally he had nowhere to go, but he came to a detoxification rehabilitation ran by a Christian rehab.
什么叫福音戒毒呢？就是不靠任何的药物，只靠信耶稣跟祷告把这个毒戒掉。
And this rehabilitation facility is a Christian facility, and it's called the Gospel Method, by which that uses only by prayer and by coming to Jesus Christ as a method to get rid of your addiction.
结果他真的把他的这个毒瘾戒断了。
And he in fact did overcome his addiction to drugs.
那么他就把自己献给神。
And then he gave himself to Christ.
那么神呢，就给了他一个工作。
And so God gave him a task.
这个工作就是你回去你黑社会的圈子里面，把这个福音传给这些人。
He got the task that God gave him is to go back to his friends when he was still in the gangs and to spread the gospel to them.
他的影响大到一个地步呢，香港政府最后颁发他一个奖啊。
And his influence was so great that he actually received a medal of honor from the government.
这个就是1987年的时候呢，香港十大杰出青年奖，他是其中一个。
And this was he was the recipient of the 10 most outstanding young person in 1987.
那么他的故事也怕成为一个电影。
And his life story was also made into a movie.
那么这个电影最后一幕呢，是就是他要从台下上台去领这个奖。
And the last scene of the movie was when he was about to go upstairs to receive his award.
那么坐在台下面呢，就有一个人简直批评他。
And so beneath the podium, there was somebody who was criticizing him.
他就说，他意思就他就说死道友，就是他只是一个怎么说呢？就是一个吸毒的人呢，他就是一个死的吸毒的一个人。
Oh, and so the criticism was that.He is nothing but a recovered addict.
其实他意思就是一个 drug addict.
Or he is nothing but a drug addict.
那么因为香港人骂人的时候呢，就把这个死字放在这个名字前面。
Oh, okay. So technically, the Chinese or the Hong Kong, the Cantonese way of often denigrating somebody to put.Dead or die in front of it, you know, dead person, dead whatever. So he's a dead drug addict. Is how exactly it's the word the phrase came out.
我看到这里的时候，我在想，如果我是他呢，我会怎么反应呢
？So as I saw this scene, I thought about it. So, well, if I were this gentleman, what would my reaction be?
我一定会用我从前在黑社会里面这个很凶的眼光望他一下。
I probably would stare at him like much the same way like I was when I was a gang leader.
但是呢，他只是讲了一句话。
Yet he simply said.
他说是的，这个从前的这个道友，就是这个吸毒的人，他已经死掉了。
He simply said, indeed, you're right, for the addict in me has died.
你死了没有呢?
Have you died?
如果我们是真的信耶稣的时候，那么你信主的时候，你旧有的生命已经与基督耶稣一同死掉。
If you're a true Christian, the old self has already died with Christ.
我们今天可以把我们的生命献给神。
And then we can give our new life to Christ.
我们就成为神义的工具。
And that we may become an instrument of righteousness.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你用你复活的大能把我们从罪里面拯救过来。
Because through the power of resurrection, you saved us from our own sin.
愿意我们每一天经历怎么与主同时同复活。
May we experience every day death unto you and then life from you.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to our prayers in Jesus Christ.
Amen.